God, that's fucking over.
Gino, standards and practices, you've been preempted for a very important story here on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, also known as Milk Day, also
no, it's
known
not.
As Harvey Milk, the gay man that was shot
different
because
story.
He had started AIDS and ran for mayor of San Francisco.
Just winging it as you go, that's not what happened.
Gino.
Hey!
It's me, never joke.
You know you've been here twice since you died a week ago?
I know, it's a very sad day for me. Yesterday or 2 days ago, I take the drum, I take the wampum, I go to the march and I
play. You know, wampum is Indian for money.
Yes.
I don't think you do. I think you just thought of that word and said it.
The blankets and the wampum and the rape and the Aboriginal women are missing and everything and the cooked owl and the must take the feathers away and the smallpox.
Got it.
And
what
the
was
equality.
Your point?
And we were the black men of the 1490s.
You were. I'm sorry about that. You were.
Yes. Anyways, I went to a big event this week and I played my drum and a man with a Santa Claus hat stood in front of me and smiled.
It was not a it was a MAGA hat. It wasn't a Santa Claus hat.
Bless you.
I'm glad you came in because I would at some point like to know what transpired there.
Well, I went over and played the drum because I was happy and I was a Vietnam vet. As you know, I used to speak with the wind and then
the wind
now
talk,
I have
yeah,
a restraining
yeah.
order against it because last week I was in your studio and the wind took me in the bathroom and had its way with me.
It wasn't really the wind. Turns out that was just an angry gay intern. Did you know that?
What?
Nothing, not important. Go on with your story.
Why would I press charges against the wind if you're saying it was just some gay man that entered me?
Are you pressing charges against the wind?
I have pressed charges against the wind and a suit for libel and defamation. I have sent a cease and desist over. My lawyer is an open mic comedian.
Yeah. Did he write a letter that someone burned on the air, just the envelope, and people cried like little bitches?
I don't know if it got that far. I don't know if the wind has a podcast yet.
Oh, now, how
wait,
much wampum,
it does.
How much wampum is this running you?
I did hear about its podcast, You Know Wind Dude.
YKWD.
It's on the cast network.
Got it.
Anyways, I had a big incident the other day, and there was a man with a maga hat, and he spoke with me, and everybody thought that it was hateful and that he was disrespectful, and then now it turns out that it was not that bad, and other people are okay, and things have moved forward, and now I am okay, and I am all right.
Do you have a chance? Did you see we have people in the studio audience?
Oh, I'd love to take a look at them real quick like a
bottle. Why don't you meet them first, and then we'll get to the bottom of just what transpired in our nation's capital,
over
where you people
left,
are not welcome.
We have a cutout figure that is not a real person.
Yeah, we know. He's been, that's the My Pillow guy. It's been there for like 3 months.
He is holding a pillow.
Yeah, we know.
It is like it is his pillow.
It's the My Pillow guy. That's the whole point. It's saying it's my pillow.
His pillow.
Yes. Can we move on to the actual people?
His pillow guy.
Yes.
Next to him is an armchair that is attached to the couch.
Okay, can we just do the people?
Oh. Next
I know
to
you
him
see
is
spirits
the man that
everything.
I saw in the elevator. He looks like he is somewhat buff, but he also looks like his diet is not strict enough to maintain his buffness.
It is not.
I call him the one that told me in the elevator that he was going to take the train but switched to a cab because he had to take a shit.
Is that true?
That is true.
Very good toilet here. Use the bathroom down the hall. Ask for Dale.
I call him the one that gives too much information on the elevator and makes his woman look uncomfortable.
His woman does look uncomfortable.
Yes, I would like to make her look comfortable. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. Why don't you elaborate on that?
I mean, I would like to snap on a snare drum just inches from her face and repeatedly look at her while I snapped on the snare drum.
Is that code for Indian masturbation?
No, it means what I did to the guy in the maga hat.
Okay, fine, whatever. Maga.
Yes. That is the one next to him is the girl that many black men would chase.
She's drinking whiskey. I love this girl.
I hope that's just whiskey.
Semen whiskey.
I would do shit to her that's illegal in India. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Me neither.
It's MLK Day.
Are they married?
I don't know. I'll check. Are you guys married?
Are you dating?
I'll check. Are you dating?
Do they do sex?
Do you date? They can hear you. You ask them.
That's awesome. She is taller than him. I bet when she fucks him, she calls him a carnival worker. They call him the one that is happy to be doing sex with no condom. For if he were to do sex in the 80s, he would have to use a condom and be the bottom while another man entered him. Next to them is a microphone.
Yeah, there's two. Skip the microphones, Joe.
There's another. Oh, you said skip.
Skip them. Thank you.
Next to them is the one we call Andrea.
Andrea.
She is the one that brings in the cookies that she had taken the time to cook, but she was too lazy to separate. All the cookies are mounded together to look like a pile of cow dung, yet they are tasty.
It's funny because it's... And who else?
I'm not done. We also call Andrea the one that wears the shirt she stole from a postal worker strike. Next to her.
Are you sure she stole it? Because a lot of times, like in your culture, they do it like a scalp. They keep it like a souvenir, like a reminder of something they've conquered.
We call her the one that only comes in to get drunk on holidays now because she has a real job.
That's my girl.
Next to her, we call the man with the Jewish nose that you can see from the FDR. His nose knows where the Fruit Loops are. He is a lovely man, and he wore hiking boots because after him and Andrea eat some cookies, he's going to have to hike to the bathroom real quick.
Really quickly.
To make feces. Do you get it? It's a feces show.
I get it. I get the bitch.
I was sitting around the campfire the other night raping my niece, and...
Can you still do that?
Well, in the native community, it's very large. There's a lot of incest and a lot of rape, and sometimes you double down.
It's not unlike the Mormons, I'm told.
That's correct. And I remember her saying, "Uncle, why is there fire nearby?" And I said, "All the better to see me rape you with." And someone walked by and they said, "Chief Elder, what are you doing?" And I go, "Blow the fucking fire out, you stupid niece." Turns out it was just a lighter. It was easy.
That happens. That happens.
You don't always set a whole fire. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions for me about the Majah thing?
Yeah, what the... By the way, these are the cookies they talked about. Can we get a shot of these? Look at these. Did you want one? Here you go.
Can you put them back in? She took time and energy making those. Why would you be so angry with the cookies?
I thought they'd all stick more together than they did. You lied to me.
That was just cruel. You're really just a cruel man.
Oh, shut up. People are going
to
eat these.
Alex was right to leave you.
She keeps texting me.
We call you the one that will go back to the crazy pussy.
Nava Joe, let me do a humble brag.
Look.
Let me do a humble brag. I read the entire New York Times article. I read a New York Times article, and I have no idea what the fuck. You get a cookie. What the fuck happened? Yeah, that's what I do. Shortstop. 2 years. Then I couldn't hit a curve. I still have no idea what the fuck. This is a he shit. He said. Take two. This is it. Seashells by the seashore. This is a he said, she said, this fucking crazy coon said. Everyone has a different fucking opinion on what happened. Now, this kid said he didn't do anything. He showed up. He was being taunted by these, what were they called? Hebrew, what are they called? And forgive me, our printers down.
They were black Israelite, Jude. We called them Schwarzes.
Thank you. Schwarzes. He said they were taunting him. He released a 2-page statement, which, ready for this? I also read. It's a day off for normal people. I'm reading more than I have in 3 fucking years. I read his entire statement. He said he showed up. They were taunting him, so he asked permission. Sure he did. Because, you know, people from Kentucky. He asked for permission from his elders, his sister cousin, to do a school chant, which he did. And that diffused the people that were calling them inbreeders and racist and making fun of the one black kid token that was in their group, saying they were going to harvest his organs. Right. Like, I want a black dude's kidney. All right. Look. And then the Indian guy who said he just went up and started beating the drum. That's you. You were there. Explain to me what the fuck happened and who I should believe. Were the black Schwarzes, Indian, Hebrew, Israelites, not Indian, being the aggressors. Did these kids want to taunt the, and were they indeed yelling, build a wall? Did you go up there and get in between them and start any trouble? What happened in a nutshell? Because I read, I'll say it again, the entire New York Times article, and I don't fucking know. Navajo?
There were some people there, and they were white, and because they were white, they are bad.
What about the
How's the cookie?
It was delicious, thank you.
Is it chewy or more like a crisp cookie?
No, it's a chewy cookie.
Because I like the chewy ones, but also sometimes when I eat them, they make my feces weird.
Yeah, everything makes your feces weird. You're an Indian, you eat like plantains or something.
No, mostly berries and bark.
You're trying to... There are also black men who identify themselves as Hebrew Israelites. Wow. If I could name two things I don't want to hang out
with. I identify myself as a red Israelite.
Preaching their beliefs and shouting racially combative comments at the Native Americans and the students, according to witnesses and video on social media. So how, if this is documented with eyewitness account and social media, and video on social media, then how does this story get to us as some young white kid is taunting a Native American? How does that happen?
I think that it turns in because I think white people are bad.
What's that?
White people are bad.
No. Yeah, well, that I kind of agree with. But I think it's just the liberal white people that need to turn everything into some giant fucking controversy, right?
You are correct. Look, the point is I'm here for Martha Louise Carey Day.
Martin MLK, Martin Luther King?
Who?
Who is Martha Louise Carey?
She's a woman that owns a lesbian bookstore in our town.
I thought you were dead.
I am.
But you're just thinking
just
back.
This is just a seance. Okay. I've got to go, Gino. Enjoy your show. You have too much show for me to stay here and eat up this BuzzFeed shit.
Thank you, Nava Joe. Always a pleasure. Happy Mary Louise K Day. How do I remember that?
Beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, breaking news. Beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty, breaking news. This just in, gotta get this down. A handy, capable fella has dreams of being a film star.
Now, before we get to this, can I interrupt
you? Hey, Gene, how are
you? Can I interrupt you to thank you for coming out Thursday night?
Oh, that was an absolute pleasure. Got to go out on the town, see some people. Went to the Stand Up New York in Hot Water live show. Got some feedback on it. It was about 20 minutes too long, and we should have probably cut two of the stand-up comics from it.
The one they told us to take.
Right.
While Daddy was doing cocaine. And me, I think they said, right?
No, it's not you, but I don't want to say it. It'll upset people. Anyways, we've talked about it and moving onward and upward, but we did record it, and we'll probably put it out for, you know, if we're away one day or something like that, we could put it out. And I think the sound will be better than last time, and it was a great time. I got to go up on stage there and just steal the show.
You literally did. Legit news guys showed up at the live show.
Because I was fine. I was wearing a suit and I had my hat on and my lanyard. And you were sweating.
I'm sitting there like this.
Like a black man in my neighborhood. And
you're the black guy in your neighborhood.
That's apparently true, except the black guy with the do-rag. I'm the white trash fella. You know what I put out on my lawn the other day?
I can't imagine.
Everything.
Hopefully a cross on fire.
I just leave it out there. I call it knickknacks. And people come by and they go, can you pick up this garden hose and this dead chicken? And I go, no, that's part of my design.
I'm sitting there on stage wearing this, and I'm sweating, dying. Fucking legit news guys up there. He's got the shirt, the tie, the fucking collar all the way up, a hat which keeps your heat in. You didn't know you died an hour ago. Keeps your heat in. And he's like, fine.
And you were sweating, and you asked me, you go, why you're not sweating? And what did I say?
I go, how come you're not sweating and I'm dying? And he's like, your liver is dead. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't realize that regulate the body cooling system.
A lot of people laughed at that. Last night I went back to Stand Up New York, and the gentleman behind the bar goes, oh, when you said that the other night, I died laughing.
Because my liver's dead. I'm giving up on it. That
was a pretty good show overall, but now I'm here for a big story.
Well, I'm glad I pre-read these stories because I don't even have anything to scribble absolutely nothing on while you're talking. All right, go on with this story because read it.
Well, there was, as you
can
know.
Can we put it on the screen while he's talking?
No, I'm on the screen.
No, you stay on the screen. I'm just saying.
Well, then what are you going to read words over me?
Not you, legit.
Gotta get this down. Now man with no liver still managed to live even though he sweats like crazy and requests the oddest things.
I was very disappointed Dottie couldn't swing by the show. I was hoping to meet her.
Dottie did swing by.
I didn't see her.
Well, Dottie stays in the shadows.
All right, let's do the story. We don't need to read it.
Big story.
I didn't want to...
As you know, Bryan Cranston stars opposite...
Can I stop you for one second?
The black midget from Black Santa.
I might have read the wrong story because there was nothing about Bryan Cranston or the guy from Black Santa.
Bad Santa.
No, you're talking about Kevin Hart.
You don't have to make everything black just because it's milk day.
You know what? Do your story. I'm not even going to bother you.
Yes, Bryan Cranston.
I read the wrong one, obviously.
Co-starred opposite the midget.
No.
From... What?
I mean, go on. It's wrong.
All right. I'm doing it.
Put a dent in this bitch. Remember when I didn't drink, Garrett? I hated being gay those 2 weeks.
Anyways... Bryan Cranston now is following his dream of making what's this word? G-A-Y.
Gay porn.
What's that?
Gay porn.
Okay, so, but he's making happy. What's porn?
Porn is when you film two people or multiple people having sex with each other or
stag film. Yes. One of those hot stag films.
They're stag films.
All right, so Bryan Cranston to star in a stag film. We take you live now to this man.
Take me to the story, one of your films.
Can we get an interview with him? Let me see what I can do. Dottie, can you get this down and utilize Tucker's Rolodex and see if you can get Bryan Cranston
can
live?
Can I get this story? Rather than me, they know I'm drinking coffee and Jameson.
You're doing a great job for having no notes.
I'm sweating to death.
Well, we've got Bryan Cranston going to call in. I'm very excited. I was a huge fan.
Look, the story that he's talking about is that was up
of
some gay quadriplegic
mediocre.
Has fulfilled his dream. And this is the thing. You read the article and you laugh because the headline says a gay man, it says quadriplegic fulfills his dream of doing porn. You're like, well, good for him. And then you read the next line, gay porn. So it's not just, which kind of works better because if all you got to do is suck a dick, well, that's fine. All you need is your neck, right? And sometimes I prefer all they use is their neck. I don't want the hands or the legs because they try to run away or they try and cup your balls. You ever get a blowjob where they don't even really blow you? They're like, they're doing this with it right by their mouth. You know how you got your job. You know, Andrew. And that's not. I want a quadriplegic that has nothing but the neck up, and it's really got to focus and do the work.
So you're saying you'd,
that's it.
You'd
someone go get it. Quick. You,
rape.
Jew from the FDR, go get a barber. Go get a barber. I don't know what's going on with this.
What's wrong with your hair?
I don't know. It just doesn't want to.
All right. Well, get ready for your big interview. You might want to get some, you know.
Do I have Bryan Cranston or the midget? From
Bryan
Bad
Cranston,
Santa.
Calling in. Here we go. Straight up his set.
I'm not hitting the button. I was bluffing. Please. Here we go. You are in hot water, Bryan Cranston with the black midget. How are you today,
Hello,
buddy?
Gino.
What's that? What'd I miss? That was the funniest thing and I didn't even catch it.
Hello, Gino.
Can I go? Do you need? I can go get a haircut. You can do the whole thing.
Would you like to suck a dick?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you today?
What's so funny?
Absolutely nothing. You just, I'm not used to having guests that are so eloquent and well-spoken on the show.
You look nice today.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. I need a haircut. I'm a little self-conscious about how it's got a mind of its own, but I appreciate that. Now you, sir, finally got to fulfill your dream of being in a porn, and you feel as though it were... I hit the button and I read the caption. Because Berg will send the stories with little captions, and this one was under payback for Bryan Cranston. All right. Quadriplegic fulfills lifelong dream of making porn. Now, I would think that you've been... how long have you been in a wheelchair? Since a spinal cord injury at the age of 18?
10 years.
Here, I'll do it. So you've had a spinal cord injury since the age of 18. You've been paralyzed. How old are you now?
28.
So you've been completely confined to a wheelchair for a decade. And of all the, and you seem like a pretty smart fella. I mean, you've got a, I don't know, what is that on your groin? What is that exactly? Yeah, okay, good.
My speaky thing.
Excuse me. Do you have to type it in? Because I'll do slower questions. I'll do. My speaky thing. All right, well, that you just answered a lot of questions for me because obviously you're fucking borderline retarded. So the injury, according to you, didn't stop you. You've always wanted to have sex on the internet. Is that correct?
Yes, you fucking idiot.
I was about to yell, all you have to type is my ES, but I didn't realize you were also typing YOUFUCKINGIDIOT. All right, so comment there too, if you want to grammatically be correct. So of all the things you could have done, because you're confined to that chair for a decade, 10 years, and obviously you're really, they say when you lose one sense, another is heightened. Is that correct?
Have you seen my dick? It's Huyig.
Yeah, let's do that. Just start typing fun things like that while I'm rambling on with questions. Okay, so of all the it's fantastic. So of all the things you can do, your focus, your beeline fucking, you know, major concern, top bullet list is to do gay porn.
Do you think I give good head?
We covered this. You probably give fantastic head. You give amazing head because that's all you can focus on is the head. It's not like you're thinking about leaving. Not like you got one foot out the door. Unless that's where you left it.
Don't mind me, I'm armless.
Stealing the show, you fucking cripple. All right, now you said, now correct me if I'm wrong, you said just because I'm injured and I have certain limitations, it doesn't mean that I don't still enjoy pleasure and I don't still enjoy touch, which is why it was your lifelong dream to do this gay porn. Now, what's the feedback been, you know? You're doing the porn. Like, I would think you could get a lot of different conflicting opinions. A guy in a wheelchair, you know, doing porn. You know, some people, ableist, as they're called. I don't know why I'm speaking so loudly. It's not like there's not a mic right here. It's almost like I'm just trying to scream through that glass at the people in it. Burp. That's better. Or was the feedback positive on you doing this stuff?
My asshole is sloppy.
Okay, that's
can
fantastic.
You clean it?
No, I'm not going to clean it. Not gonna clean it.
Wipe me, daddy.
When Berg's done having an aneurysm laughing at that, have him clean it. It was totally what I wanted. This is you, by the way, without the classy accent. What I expected was to feel a little more awkward and a little more out of place, but everyone here has done a great job of making sure I felt just like anyone else. Yeah. That's right. Because sometimes when I come fucking, I'm pretty much fucking crippled and lifeless, so I kind of feel the same. What was the feedback on the porno? Do you think you'll do it again? Do you think they'll bring
you
back?
Is my penis hard? I can't tell. Can you look for me?
No, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to check. Your penis wasn't involved. You were just a mouth in the video. Did you know that? I don't know what they're doing in there.
Do you want to suck a dick?
Took you long enough. I had the over-under of 4.
Just get to it.
You also said, I hope that people understand from watching my scene. Ugh. What?
Suck my dick or not.
Let's try this. Either you. Can you, maybe you or your friend, or maybe an assistant, can you explain to me what...
Who cares about the story?
You know what's the best? When you can hear fucking stupid John laughing from 3 microphones over. Because he enjoys...
Suck my limp or hard dick.
I got nothing. I got totally... Just explain... Andrea, they'll find you! Do you hear them in there?
Can you at least lick my balls?
No! They're not going to make it. We got another fucking 30, 40 minutes of this. Don't die. You're not even going to try and explain what went on in the scene. Okay. Well, there you go.
Give me a rusty trombone, faggot.
No one's giving you a rusty. Followers and fans of Conan on social media have praised his praised your bravery and honesty. Isn't that nice? It's really...
Yeah, whatever.
It's really amazing, and it's people like your... Wow, someone wrote this. Is that
sure.
This is how retarded social media's gotten. One person wrote, it's really amazing, and it's people like your... It's people like you, it should be you, not your... It's people like you forging pathways of sexual liberation for the rest of us. You are incredible. How's that make you feel? It's got to make you feel great.
Fuck me, daddy.
Is that basically what the porno scene was? You went in and you said terribly vulgar things to people and then put someone's cock in your mouth, is that? I just watched your interview on YouTube about the scene. He's got an interview on YouTube about the scene? I don't want to see it. Hell yeah, I love the way you're continuing the conversation around the stigma. Did you have a conversation around the stigma there, Conan?
You can watch it on Free Gay Porn Mondays.
I'll explain that. Because Mondays here are free. As free as black people were when Martin Luther King was fucking giving his speech. Okay. Oh, Free Gay Porn Mondays. That's fucking... I'm not cleaning that up. I'll have a cookie to cover it. All right, well, I just want to say on behalf of every wheelchair-bound, cock-sucking porno star, you, sir, are an icon. You are a beacon. You're a fucking weirdo, dude. You're weird. You're weird. Congrats on the porno. Any plans for a sequel?
What a cock tease.
Any plans? And by the way, if I were to want to watch this or recommend it to my friends, I have gay friends. I need someone I can fucking...
Fuck me, you wop.
What's that? They just being hateful. They're being hurtful. Is there a place? Is there a... Because I'm going to be at Blockbuster this weekend returning Congo. What was the movie I might want...
You greasy guinea bastard, okay. Stick your cock in my asshole.
I'm going to take that speaking spell and shove it so fucking far. So you're not going to tell me the title? All right. Just listening to fucking... Berg's not going to make it. He's not. He just moved into the neighborhood as the black guy. Like, I just... You know what it is? You can't...
Use the grease in your hair and the sweat on your brow to lube up your dick and ram in my shit here.
See, I got to know when there's an awkward pause there, it's not going to end well for me. That's what I got to... Watch this, I'll fix it. Right on the... Ah! Oh, that didn't help at all. Because it's 7
Let me lick the taste of Alex off your balls.
Not going to bang... I'm not going back to the well. Not going back to the well. I'll text her later. I don't care. See, it's my fault. I jumped out of the shower and put on a hat that my aunt... Well, they don't want to do the dead Aunt Olga bit. But... And it takes all the... I thought it would take all the fight out of my hair. It didn't. It put a little crazy into it.
Carry me up to your third floor, walk up, and make love to me.
You know, I don't know if you know this crippled guy in a wheelchair, but I just moved to a third floor walk-up in East Harlem. It's over on 104th and 3rd. It's over on 104th and 3rd. You know what? You should come by sometime. Wouldn't that be great? If you could come by and visit sometime? I'm just going to chew on this cookie in your ear while he formulates an answer.
I'd love to come to your neighborhood for some sliced mangoes in a Kiploc bag.
In a Kiploc bag. It's a callback to a gag we did at the live show where I told Aaron Berg, I said, you should come by my apartment sometime. I live on 104th and Versus. Like, yeah, I'll be sure to swing by if I ever need sliced mangoes in a plastic bag.
Good Don't stuff. Make fun of my speaky thing.
You called it a... Look at my hair right now. Look at this angle. This isn't upsetting anyone. All right, Ziploc bag, speaky, squeaky angle guy. Oh, no, that's my hair thing. All right, Ziploc bag, make fun of your speaky thing guy. Anything else you'd like to add, talk about?
If I could walk, I'd rape you in the bathroom.
Well, you can't. You can't. So what you basically have to do in your porn star fucking status is wait for someone to wheel you up to a dick. That is your fucking role. Hold on. Now wheel them up to the cock. Is this how you do the job? Is that how they do it?
Can you wheel me up to your dick?
No, I'm not going to do that. You would never get to my... I live on the third floor. I don't care. Like, you'd be sitting at the buzzer with your bag of sliced mangoes saying, come down here and put your dick in my mouth. I'm not going to do that.
Are you shaved?
What's that?
Em.
Ev, do I shave Ev? I just won't sit. I'll fix it. There you go.
Are you shaved?
Yes.
Em.
What is Ev? It won't do everything, everywhere? You ever see the film The Other Guys?
It would let me say yummy.
I bet you think because I have this beard, I'm hairy. No, shaved. Alan! Yeah, I'm shaved, dude, completely. Totally, completely.
Can you change my shit bag?
No. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. I just got my hair at
Please.
Half mast. No. No one's changing your shit bag.
Please help me.
No. No, you seem to be incomplete. There you go. Look at that. There.
I'm dying over here.
There's no more in the article. I can't even ask you anything. It was the New York Times one. All right. Well, you didn't. So what? What are your plans?
I have no life. I sit in this chair with nothing to do all day. Please save me.
Berg, just wheel him out into the hall and leave him by the bathroom, please. I want to get rid of the guy.
Save me, please.
Would you just wheel him out by the curb, please? Aaron? Sir?
Please.
No. Look, there's got to be a way you can end it all on your... Can't you just, like, OD the morphine drip? Can't you do that?
Please.
You're making me genuinely feel
bad. End it?
No. We're not going to do that.
Make it stop.
No. A minute ago, you were some kind of gay porn icon. You were a lead. You were a trailblazer in the field.
Pull my plug.
No. All that would do is uncharge your fucking wheelchair. You're not on life support. The only plug you have is to charge your speaky thing in your wheelchair.
Just
all you would do
it,
is sit there quietly. I don't even know what he said. I talked over it. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Yank it.
Thank God I told you to repeat that. No one's pulling your plug. All it would do is render you immobile and speechless.
The plug or my dick.
Not yanking anything attached to you or that chair. I'm not. Mm. Some people wait till noon to drink.
Well, I'm going to get out of here.
That's good. What are your plans for today? What do you got going on? What are you getting yourself into today? What's on the...
Hopefully dying.
All right, well, hopefully dying. Well, we wish you luck with that. And good luck with your porn. Is there a link they can go to see this porn? Is there anything you want to plug? Plug! Not unplug. Plug before we let you go?
Anything? Oh, is that a flight of stairs?
Yeah, Berg, just push him to the top and leave him on the edge. He'll figure it out. Sir? All right, well, there you go. Thank you, Cripple Conan, fella gay porn star trailblazer. There you... I don't know what this is, but we'll see. Sir?
Goodbye, cruel world.
Ah, that is a shame. You okay, buddy? He's dead.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Where the fuck were you?
Sorry, I was late. There was a problem, I guess, with the stairs or something. told me to take the elevator.
Right, yeah, there's some guy was using the stairs to kill himself. He was a gay porn star.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Big star.
Why did he do that?
It was a lifelong dream of his, and he wanted to prove...
To kill himself?
No. No, that kind of became his focus after doing our show for some reason. But coming into the show, he was coming in to talk about how he'd always wanted to... I feel like I know him. I spoke so long with his speaky thing.
Yeah.
It was his lifelong dream to do porn, and he was a gay guy, so it was gay porn. And he did it. He did it. And then he was, I'll be honest, he was kind of vulgar. Kind of vulgar. Very aggressive. Very aggressive.
He was handicapped. How could he be aggressive?
He just kept, he kept asking me to do terrible things that I didn't want to. I felt he was, I
like
felt.
Like what?
Well, I can't do it justice because he had this very clever English accent. But, you know, suck his dick, pull his plug, yank his, just stuff.
Right.
I mean, ask John. He seemed to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
He was there.
It seemed enjoyable. You know, I saw some political news today. You probably didn't get this story. It's a late ad.
Oh, I probably missed it because I was reading the New York Times. I read one article.
That was great. Did you also take a walk through Central Park yesterday and have some cocoa by the Tavern on the Green?
I did. I was in Bryant Park watching them take down the skating rink. It was great.
Oh, the skating rink, that statue of the Asian woman?
No. Just
the skating chink.
No, yes, you're thinking of Christine Yamaguchi, not to be confused. Didn't we have a Yamaguchi on? Oh, Yamaguchi was on the live show.
Yes, Yamaguchi is from the Christmas movie Die Hard.
No,
from the Towers.
That's the Nakatomi Building.
Okay.
Great movie.
We have a new story. A woman named Kamala Harris has put her hat in the ring. I believe that's how you say it.
You could say rink, but then we'll go back to that Asian joke at Bryant Park. So say ring.
Rape?
No.
Ring.
Ring. Hold on. Let me see. It's not in any of the papers on my desk. Oh, there's no coffee, booze, cookies. All right.
Kamala,
what do you got?
Kamala Harris. She's going to be running for president of the USA.
of the United States?
Yes. And we've got Kamala. And I want you to Google her on your phone.
Oh, I will.
And find a story so that you have some stuff to interview her.
Was it on Twitter?
It's everywhere. Type in Kamala Harris run for president. It's that easy.
Kamala, it comes right up. I type Kamala.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't mean Kamala the wrestler? No.
No, different person.
Oh, let me say this. She's the perfect, should I read the CNN, the HuffPost? I'm sick of the New York Times. There's a Times of India. All right, I'll just go right to CNN. All right, here's the thing that gets me. Am I crazy or is this the third woman to throw their hat into the rink?
Well, I'm going to say this. It's Please. Time for a woman president. I think this president has let us down, and it's time for a woman to come in with some fresh ideas.
Oh, fantastic. Now, let me ask you this, and we talk about this, because believe it or not, me and Berg and myself do hang out, and I ask him to explain to me what the fuck happened this week in the world, and he tells me over cigars. Is it possible that, you know, all these women, because am I wrong? This is the third woman to fucking say she's going to run, right? Or is it just the second?
Her, Elizabeth Warren. Who's the other one?
The one that announced it on fucking the late on Colbert's show.
No, I think that, who?
Gillibrand or Gillibrand or whatever.
Gillibrand. If you fucking put the first syllable in the back of your throat, let it go. You can't, Gillibrand. You don't know if I said Hillibrand. But the thing is.
It's a lot of women.
And here's what's going to go on. Here's what's going to go on that you just. How
periods.
Can you, what's
They're
that?
Gonna get periods.
No. I think some, do you think they, well, this Kamala chick is cute. She probably still has one. They are going to do what women do and go at each other. If you two were running for office, we'd make you make out. But if you two were running for office, you would start like going on your platform. But then when push comes to shove, you would act like women. And you would fucking rip each other apart. And do not misunderstand me. Women are a reason a lot of shit gets done. I grew up in a household where my old man was a farmer. He'd come home and then my mom would tell him what to do. And he'd do it. Because women are smart when they're the only woman in the household. But when you have four...
Gino.
Yes.
You don't need to sling all this bullshit. You can just get to the
story. You go.
Me? Oh, me go?
Oh, wait. Do you want me to read it?
Well, we have Kamala Harris Skyping in.
Well, I wouldn't. There, now I know the noise. Hold on. Let me enjoy this story. Talk to this cackling bitch. I love you. Oh. Kamala Harris, congrats on Kamala the wrestler. See, I already said, and I wish, this is what's great about having a live audience. I didn't look at that. They just all started losing their mind. I'm like, what am I missing? I said to you, don't go to Kamala the wrestler. But you did. That is not Kamala Harris.
Hello, Gino.
Ugh.
I need to work on my lower pectorals.
Okay, look.
I am Kamala Harris.
You are not.
I am running for Democratic presidential nominee of America.
You're not.
And I believe in all good things.
No, no. Well, then. So you're running. How do you feel it will be running against other women, Kamala?
I will smash those bitches. I will take those cunts and put their heads off the turnbuckle and do the Ugandan belly slap. Remind me to return Congo.
Kamala.
Yes.
You know what Kamala, your real name is? Kamala the wrestler?
Is there a click in it?
James Harris. So I apologize.
I think you've confused me with
Kamala
someone else.
Kamala Harris.
You've confused me with someone else. Kamala Harris.
Yes. Kamala portrayed a fearsome Ugandan headhunter who wrestled barefoot and wore war paint.
Why are you Googling this? You should be Googling the presidential run.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, you make me so angry I want to draw stars on my chest and a moon on my belly.
All right, I'm sorry. Kamala Harris announced Monday, that's today.
Look how white my eyes look.
By the way, I didn't even realize I'm perfect. That's the first time the mouth works. You announced you're running for president in 2020, arguing that the time has come to fight against what she, that's you,
me,
views as the injustice of the past 2 years of the Trump presidency. In a brief video from her campaign that was released on social media Monday, that's today, morning, that's now.
Did you need
now.
A clove of garlic? I have many on my necklace.
Those are skulls, stupid.
Oh, sorry.
Those are skulls. And that's just it. Look out. What are they skulls of? I mean, they're like little human heads.
I shrink my enemies' heads.
Oh, but I thought, okay. Justice, okay. What are the five buzzwords you're running under?
The woman.
No.
Justice.
Well, you heard me say that.
Equality.
Are you Googling this? That's
no.
Right.
No.
Okay. Justice, equality. Two of them begin with a D.
Donuts.
No, not donuts.
Give me a hint.
We live in a
democracy.
Three. Human. We need
decency.
Some human.
Decency.
What's that?
Decency.
Fucking four. And the F word.
Fags can marry.
No!
What?
No!
Fodder.
No!
Franklin. Fetus must live because life. Or die because women, free choice.
No.
Fame.
No.
The movie.
No.
Nope. Philadelphia Phillies.
They begin with PH.
Phantasmagoric.
PH again.
Give me a hint.
What's that?
Give me a hint.
Remember when you said Philadelphia?
Yes.
Oh, great song by Elton.
Fathers of the Founding Fathers.
All F's, none correct. There's a song by Elton John called Philadelphia.
Forum.
Tell him.
What?
Freedom. Thank you.
What?
Freedom.
Oh, freedom.
Oh, I said I should have said a George Michael
yes,
song.
Yes, I stand for freedom, decency, democracy, and the two other things. What were they again? Kamala Harris.
Justice,
vote for I.
Justice and equality.
A vote for I is a vote for we, is a vote for you, is a vote for me.
Close enough. These aren't just words. They're the values we as Americans cherish, and they're all on the line now. Is that what you think, Harris?
That's what I think.
You said that in a video. Teasing your official kickoff in the birthplace, in your birthplace of what city?
Yes.
Oakland.
What?
Oakland, not
no.
The future.
Old town. Hey. Hey!
The town.
Baby, I got your money.
Oh, God.
O-Town.
Can you go out in the hall and see if there's a guy at the base of the stairs in a wheelchair or near it?
Hang on one second.
Thank you. Could you drag him back up? Harris is the first African-American woman to announce a run for the White House in 2020. And the third woman, see? I'm politically knowledgeable. In the field, Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kristen Gillibrand, with a G, of New York have both announced exploratory committees, a step that Harris is skipping.
Gino?
Yes.
Yeah, there is someone in this list.
Okay. Can you,
Hang on.
Okay. Now my hair is coming forward. I'm wearing a baseball cap again tomorrow. Or I could just go get a cut. But I go to a black barber shop. Is that redundant? Look at that. Look at that.
Do you know he looks like he's sleeping or something?
Here's what you think. Don't put your groin...
Oh, yeah, Daddy.
Never mind. What are you doing, Kamala?
Fuck me hard.
He's okay. He's fine.
Yes, this is what that Italian asshole wouldn't give me.
See, he's still being vulgar. This is what I meant. He's getting fucking butt fucked. I don't even know if he can feel it.
My dead asshole is alive again.
It's good to know. It's good to know. So he's good. All right, Kamala, well...
Hello, I'm back.
Okay. Where were you?
Checking on the person in the stairs.
Okay.
He's all right.
Sounds like he's doing great.
He told me to pull out, but I didn't because I figured, what's he going to do?
Exactly. Okay, so here's my question for you, as long as I have you, Kamala Harris. You're running against two other women. Well, they're forming exploratory committees because they're like, look at me, I'm a girl. What makes you think, aside from your five buzzwords, which we don't have another 20 minutes to go over, what will make you stand out from Kristen Gillibrand and Senator Warren Pocahontas?
I am blackish. I'm kind of black.
Yeah?
I'm a woman, and I think I'm Muslim, and I married my cousin.
It's not. You had a book tour earlier this month, which served as a soft launch for your presidential bid, showcasing your strong appeal among women, minorities, and millennials. What is your pull with millennials?
They like me because they have to like women and minorities.
Which you also have pull with. Okay. You sought to use the anecdotes in the new book to demonstrate your toughness, including how you took on Big Banks as California's attorney general.
It's one of my favorite shows, Big Bank Theory.
No. You know, that's all canned laughter. You ever watch one of these shows like Big Bang Theory or Friends or the, what's the other stupid one?
Oh, I saw that Amazon special on those young comedians. That had canned laughter.
What? Did it real? That had our laughter.
That was our laughter because you and I did a show and then they used it to put it over other young comedians' bomb sets.
Now, will you be using any of your wrestling knowledge when you do this run? Will you apply anything you learned as a pro wrestler? Even though you're not a pro wrestler, you dress like one. Is there anything you'll apply to that when you win?
Yeah, I'll probably sit on somebody and slap my belly. That was my move. Do you remember that?
I barely remember that. You wouldn't let me check on that, but it sounds like something.
When I was a boy growing up, I would watch Kamala wrestle all the time, and he was wonderful. Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
Yes.
I had footage of it, I would show it to you right now. If there was something on YouTube where I could search up Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
If only there were.
Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
If only there were.
And I was very stoic. I would walk up and look at people like I would murder them. Do you know if you were in my town, I would make soup from your bones?
and then
well,
wear me as a necklace?
I found an old clip on my phone. Hang tight.
How did you dig that up? Oh, my pencil. Sometimes I drop my pencil. Bill, come get whiskey and cookies. How you doing? Bill Schultz is here. Big star. Bill! Ah, shit!
Mama, with a big chop from
Is this what you're going to do to Senator Warren and Representative Hillebrand, Kamala?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh, my back hurts from carrying the Democratic Party.
Yamanika, no! Oh, Yamanika, don't do it!
Look, it's Gino on morning.
And there goes Kim Chi.
They kicked your pith helmet leader.
Oh, this beekeeper is very upset. Oh, look at the guy who sung Mambo number five. A little bit of Monica in the ring.
He said, I think that hurt.
Kamala will wake up. Look at him now.
Kamala's been knocked out.
Oh, he stepped on you.
And it's not enough for Umaga. He wants two.
Oh!
Like a runaway 18-wheeler. Planting his backside in the face of Kim Chi.
That's pretty cool. I could watch this all day.
Now, is this pretty much it? Now, this is what it would be like if Senator...
This. Watch this. He's going to make feces.
No, he's not. This is what it will be like, by the way. This is a metaphor for...
Oh, Kamala is waking up.
Oh! This is a metaphor for Kamala Harris, Kristen Hillebrand, and Elizabeth Warren. Do you understand?
I understand.
Now, this is Elizabeth Warren. Okay? Oh, my God! She lost.
This guy wants his Cuban sandwich back.
He can come
to
my neighborhood.
This bit is dead now.
Was that a metaphor for you going against Senator Warren and Representative Hillebrand?
Yes.
Okay, I loved it.
It's exciting time to be a woman and
you're
with
not
a first
a woman.
Name Kamala.
You're not a woman. You're some kind of native with spray paint on your tits.
That's incorrect. Okay. I am Zach Hudak.
Oh, pour a little out for my boy Zachy. Well, that's a lot.
Breaking news.
I'm going to be drinking that. Just one? This must be really breaking. What's up?
Very important story, Gino. This just in. Those who live in New York City will be very familiar with the NYPD, the people that keep us safe every day.
The new NYPD?
Yeah. Sorry?
Hey, by the way, real quick, legit news guy, you see three women are running for office?
What?
Three different women have formed exploratory, well, two and one skipped it, but three women as of now will be running for the presidential Democratic nomination in 2020. Women.
NYPD, how do you pronounce it?
All right, back to you. NYPD, buddy.
Yes, a NYPD officer, and the NYPD officers keep us safe. Unless you're jumping over those turnstiles, then remember, you will receive a misdemeanor ticket or possibly a felony life sentence, depending upon the color of your skin.
But did you see one was busted in... Brooklyn for selling weed?
Very disappointing.
Did you see the guy that was selling weed?
I donate to all of the NYPD and the Blue Lives Matter rallies, and now very upsetting. But I think this story's going where you know it's going. An officer selling weed. Oh, boy, what are we going to do with that?
If only our head writer had fucking photoshopped the picture. His career in law enforcement may be taking a hit. A hit! Do you see what they do with the post? A hit! Let me explain that, sweet tits. When people get not important. A cop was busted for allegedly selling marijuana inside a Brooklyn liquor store that sources say he co-owns. Gilberto Mercedes was arrested in a neighborhood liquor store at Knickerbocker. I said Knicker. Bocker. I said Coon. And Putnam Avenues. What? In Bushwick. Shut up, FDR guy. About 5:25 on Friday for selling 25... For selling a $25 Ziploc bag of... Bog.
I believe it's pronounced bag.
Is that the 40 bucks because you keep betting against daddy? I'm leaving that there and we're taking it across the street. Can we get this guy
on? I also heard that you owe Anthony Cumia $100 you never gave him.
No. Actually, Cumia is up on... do we have this guy Skyping in?
What? I was laughing at you being wrong about...
What was I wrong about?
We thought that we had the actual fella that did this. We thought it was Weed Guy, but upon further investigation...
You thought of something else?
It's not Weed Guy. We saw the picture of him. He is a basketball American.
Why are his eyes uneven?
Maybe from the weed. We do have the fella Skyping in. The black weed seller.
Hold on one sec. Let me prepare. Yeah. Oh, God.
Happy Martin Luther King Day,
man. Can I stop one second? That's fucking brilliant. I'm sorry. What you're doing in that booth is brilliant.
This is all guaranteed, We're just
genius.
Along for the ride,
John just sits there getting high, and he's like, why do we put blackface on Weed Guy? I mean, if that's what it is.
That's what it is, because there was a story at a school where a girl put blackface on
and
did the Martin Luther King.
I hate to detract
from
Garrett.
It's like three stories all in one, man.
I hate to detract from Garrett, but you stole this bit from Abby. Didn't we do this to Abby once? And she got... All right,
Gabby's
on.
Her name, man. Not Abby.
I'm thinking of Abby...
That's the column you read in the New York Times, oh, dear Abby.
Yes. Hey, weed... I mean, dear... Hey, black cop.
Yeah.
You sound like someone I know.
You want a dime bag?
No!
Also, don't jaywalk, man.
I had no idea you worked in law enforcement this whole time.
What?
I had no idea you worked in law enforcement this...
Yeah, I'm like that... I'm the OC.
The OC?
Yeah. Oh, no. When you're not... like when you're... Okay, you know the...
21 Jump Street?
Not like that, but when you do, you have cover, but you're beneath it.
Undercover?
Yeah!
Yeah, that's just undercover. I don't think there's an abbreviation for it.
UC.
No. Is UC short for undercover?
Yeah.
It'd be like me saying R is short for retarded. You're just...
Gene.
No.
You want to buy a 20 spot?
No,
also,
you
don't murder. That's illegal.
Look, we're interviewing you to try to...
See, I can do both jobs.
We're trying to absolve you from this story that accuses you of selling weed.
Why, man?
Well, stop trying to sell me weed.
This economy, government shutdown, man.
Right.
Hey, you want to buy a quarter?
No, I don't want to buy a quarter.
Also, no right on red, man.
What do you mean, no right on red? Only in New York City.
Yeah.
How's that not a law yet here?
What?
Nothing.
It's weird being black and a drug dealer. It's never been done. You like the way my nose just fits in with the rest of my face?
I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
So you are being accused not only of selling weed in a liquor store you co-own. By the way, one hell of an investment, Weed Guy. I didn't realize.
Hey, Gino.
Yeah.
You have the right to remain stoned.
I see what you did there. They're
Anything
also accused.
Anything you say can and will be used for cereal.
Okay.
And also bagels.
They're saying you're accused of trying.
Oh, taco truck.
You're accused of selling.
Well, you're cute, too.
Accused of selling vodka to a 19-year-old. Is that also true?
Sure.
You should be denying this.
Why?
But just so you could...
Don't you know the Hippocratic Oath of Police?
No, they don't have one. You're thinking of doctors.
Oh. Hang on, let me Google it.
Yeah, there you go.
Police oath.
A man behind the counter at your liquor store insisted that the charges against you were bogus, calling them 100% false. He's a good guy. He's a weed guy. Come on, said the visibly upset employee. The man said, you said you hadn't spoken. Oh, Cruz. Your dad said he hadn't spoken to you since the arrest. Nothing bad is going to happen to him, the officer's dad insisted. You work with your dad? I never met your dad.
Yeah, my dad's awesome, man.
How's he feel about your marijuana habits?
He doesn't mind, man, because it's all medicinal.
Sure.
Yeah, because I have a cataract.
Let's run with this.
I park it next to my BMW.
There you go. Buy your BMW. You didn't even need my help with that, did you?
No.
I would have said it's by my Rinkin Continental, but whatever.
Yeah.
All right, well, NYPD officers.
My makeup, man.
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know.
Hey. You're not black.
Yesterday. Hey,
you're not black at all. I don't even.
Oh man.
Oh no.
I gotta stay black.
Oh my God, you're weed guy this whole time.
It's a Martin Luther King Jr. Day prank, man.
Absolutely brilliant.
Today we're not going to shoot any of them, and we hope they enjoy their day.
Are you sure you should be saying them?
What?
And their day?
Yeah.
That's like more criminal than anything in this story.
No, man, it's just,
why would you say them and their day? Like, you know
the
what?
Blue code.
No.
The blue code, bro.
No, you just do this instead.
You know what the blue code is? When you see the blue of their lips, shoot them.
Their gums are blue. Don't be racist.
Sorry.
Did I say that? What? Ooh. Ooh.
It's an pretty eyelash. Killer show, man.
Ugh, it was. There's an eyelash in my whiskey. Do we have time for one more? Should we do one more?
One more what?
Story, because you know which one I would love to discuss?
What?
Hold on. The one that you titled, Who Hasn't Used
This? Oh, I called the Blue Wall of Silence. Sorry. I said blue code.
The guy that's claiming clothes got... The guy that is claiming clothes got his girlfriend pregnant.
Oh, that story's awesome, man.
This story. Look, I can just read this story. Every now and then a story comes along that we don't even need to add anything to. Can we bring this one up?
Yeah, but just so you know, for before the future.
Oh, I'm sorry, what's that weed guy?
Yeah, the Blue Wall of Silence, also Blue Code and Blue Shield, are terms used in the United States to denote the informal rule that purportedly exists among police officers not to report on a colleague's errors, misconducts, or crimes, including police brutality.
Got it. Like the blue flu?
No, the blue flu.
You know, I'm pulling my hair up. Sick. I don't care.
All right, I'm going to go, but I heard you're having my cousin on the show.
Yeah, I'm having your cousin on the show.
That's awesome, man. He's a good guy. Hey, when I had the black makeup on, did I look like one of them?
You can't say one of them.
What? It's their day, man.
Say, did I look like an African American, not one of them?
Did I look like one of them African Americans?
No. Brilliant, but no.
Well, you got to say, I get to dress up like an African American.
That's right. You don't have to. You get to.
Yeah. All right. Hang on.
God, I'm going to do Kramer after this. By the way, before we show this last fellow, his cousin, I'm going to give you a little prelude to the story. This guy was accused of raping and impregnating a 13-year-old girl. And
what
the guy,
did I do?
This, excuse me, 11. And
what?
This guy brilliantly.
I didn't do that.
This guy said, I didn't get her pregnant. Her clothes did. Okay? Now, here's the thing. And you saw the picture. Show the guy. Does this look like, I mean, when you hear the story, like, that's what the guy should look like. That is what the guy, just some creepy, obvious pedophile, retarded idiot, third grade level education, no offense, Teddy, rapist. Fucking, that's what he said. Now, okay. It's kind of funny to begin with. Now, let's just read exactly what he said in the... Bring up the article. My hair is fantastic. Bring up the article. Okay, this is what he said. 33-year-old man from upstate New York is facing blah, 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 claimed it was his clothing that got an 11-year-old girl pregnant. After a I'd love to get this guy on really briefly if we have time. After a DNA test determined that he was the baby's father, he didn't dispute it. He insisted he had never had sex with the child. I don't want to be known for a crime I didn't commit. He claimed the girl with whom he was acquainted became pregnant after coming in contact with clothing he used while masturbating. He told the station that he realizes it may be difficult for some to understand, but said the police who arrested him were just lacking scientific knowledge. That's what's funny to me. This guy is like, obviously you haven't done all the intensive studies I've done while working at a carnival and jerking off in the back of a fucking pickup truck. That guy said they're too dumb. He basically said, the girl touched the shirt I jerked off into and got pregnant, but you're too much of a doofus head to have the scientific wherewithal to understand that's how a woman gets pregnant. That's just funny to me. Excuse me. That's just funny to us. Is he calling in or are we just wrapping this bitch up? Fucking love Aaron Burr. He's like, just keep spinning plates, monkey, while we do all the funny stuff. I'm laughing too. Hold on. Trying to kill me. All right.
Hey, man.
Hey.
What's up?
Look, we're here to help you. I want you to know I, for one, believe you. And I believe that that girl did, in fact, this 11-year-old girl, kind of cute. I'm guessing she's pretty hot, pretty sexy.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that she's hot and sexy and stuff don't have nothing to do with nothing. I mean, she came into my dirty laundry and used my fap clothes, and she was fingering her clit with my fap clothes, and then she got impregnated.
Now, let me ask.
I'll take care of the baby as much as I can, as long as that involves not seeing it, not paying for it, or not hearing about it.
Yeah, that's not taking care of the baby at all. That's pretty much saying I'll take care of the baby and not taking care of it. I have a cousin.
That's
like
what
that.
I would do.
Oh, that felt good.
You like skateboards?
Why would I give a fuck about skateboards?
Because they're awesome and a great way to get 11-year-olds to your house.
Okay, so you. Here's my question. So, what were you first of all, one. Ooh, that's better. What were you masturbating to that when you ejaculated into said shirt?
Mature stuff, old lady pornography.
Not 11-year-old girls?
Definitely not. Most definitely not. I'm a man that's got 5 kids with my fiance.
Yeah, fiance. That's another thing. And is it odd that you already have gotten, you have 5 kids, so it seems you have no fucking wherewithal or fucking concern about fucking safe sex?
I ejaculate a lot. My fiance got pregnant.
Fiance?
Yeah, but she used my dirty socks. Sometimes I come in socks, I come in shirts, I come in underpants.
Come in 11-year-old girls. Go on.
Yeah. What?
Oh, nothing.
That's an admission. And, I just like to masturbate, and I like clothes, and it's not my thing that people come on clothes. Now, is 11 young?
Yes. Yes,
but
it is.
It's not like it's illegal.
Yes. Teddy loved it. Yes, it is. That's what? Exact. If I, that's the only thing, it's illegal.
It's illegal in Harlem?
Go get your sliced mangoes, Teddy. It's illegal.
So okay, knowing that then, she got pregnant from my clothes.
I want some memes of my hair. No, here's what gets me. So this is, you are facing some...
Tell me it was legal.
It wasn't legal.
If you say it was, then I will tell you something.
Okay, it was legal.
I did it.
It was an act, but it wasn't legal, really. I was using air.
Oh, then I didn't, and it was my clothes got her pregnant.
Look, so here's the thing. You're facing some, if you are accused of impregnating an 11-year-old, you're facing some very serious charges. And right now, what you're going to the press with, your lawyer with, the public with, is that she got pregnant not only because she touched the shirt you masturbated into, but that science is too dumb to understand how that works. That's your legal argument?
Could you repeat that, Your Honor?
You jerked off into her shirt and that got the girl pregnant. That's what you want the jury to believe. Now, the good news is, if it's a jury of your peers, they might believe that.
Right.
Thanks for getting it. He's retarded. Whatever he's pointing at you.
I agree with you. Fully 100%.
Sure.
That's why I would like that. I do not want to be known for a crime that I did not commit. We have found the guilty party. And I would snitch gladly on everybody. And also, totally unrelated, the guy next to me sells weed and smells like weed and smells weed.
We
and
get it.
And he put blackface on. So that's a whole bunch of crimes, and I'll snitch on him too.
None of those are really a crime. He's your cousin, and people, let me tell you, if they had to pick one, if it was like something like the fucking Passion of the Christ, where they have the good thief and the bad thief, you're the bad thief. I don't know where I went that way, but fuck it. I've been drinking all day. You're the bad thief. You raped an 11-year-old.
Wait a minute. Hang on, man. You say rape. Now, that would assume that the girl did not want to do nothing.
Wait. Yeah. So now you're saying
you're saying it's legal.
But you're implicating that you did have sex with the girl and she wanted to.
I said I didn't because you said it's illegal.
No, but a second ago you said you acted like the girl didn't want to do it. Like, if the girl wanted to have sex with you, that doesn't make it right. Just means you're fucking manipulating an 11-year-old.
Man, I got 5 babies.
You're about to have 6.
Why would I want to do that?
Because you're a sicko.
Man, look, if I were to present you the person that did this and they were to admit it, would I then be let off these false erroneous charges and therefore hitherto hence creating a self myself I could go
just
to,
say exonerated.
To what?
Say exonerated.
Exaggerate.
Save us 20 minutes, say exonerated.
Exonerated.
Okay. Yeah, sure, why not? Do you have that person?
Yeah, well, it depends. What's exonerated mean?
It means the 18-hour thing you'd be freed of the charges.
So then I won't go to jail for doing sex on her.
Did you do sex on her?
No.
Are you winking?
Yeah. What? I have the person that did it.
Before I hit this button. All right, fuck it. I'll just hit it. 11th minute of stoppage time. Still going strong. You're in hot water. It's a dick.
There it is, man. That's the t-shirt that did this.
Is that your dick? Is that your dick? You can't treat your dick as a separate entity.
It's not about the dick, man. It's about the t-shirt that says to inflate, pull lever. As a t-shirt.
Yes, Teddy.
So you say that it was the t-shirt that impregnated her.
No! You're saying, oh, I'm sorry, the dick confused me. Here's the problem.
I bet you say that a lot.
The problem with this joke is there's so many clever layers to it. Hey, stupid. So the shirt did it? Your claim is, because I would imagine you're a guy that wears
Hang on, maybe the shirt wants to say something.
All right, but I'm imagining you're a guy that wears an I'm with stupid t-shirt. That's correct. All right, let's talk to the shirt. What do you got?
I did it. I impregnated that girl.
When did you grow eyes? It's unsettling.
All the better to see the youngers.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, well, so you're saying the shirt is what got the... Oh, I get
it. That's correct. I'm the shirt. I did it.
And the shirt was covered in semen. This is actually kind of clever.
Yeah. So you should just let this fella go about his business. Okay. I did it.
Okay, but here's the question I need to ask you. The shirt may have led to it, may have, I don't know where the word is, I'll find it when I'm not thinking.
Yeah, she came to.
But you are actually the vehicle by which the girl was impregnated, the dick. You were the one, I love how the point goes perfectly to the head. Well done, Garrett. And John, who's giggling at everything because, well, God bless you. But what I'm saying is, you are actually the focal point of the crime. You're the one that ejaculated into her. The shirt just led up to it.
Hey, man, don't shoot the messenger.
You shot the messenger's load into the girl.
That's correct.
Now, what? So,
bless you.
So, Mike, so I have one simple question for you. Whose body are you attached to, smiling eyeball dick? You know what's great? You want to know what's the best about this? You want to know what's amazing about this? Okay. 6 years ago, Joanne Nosachinsky was on a stage receiving Miss New York City and heading to Miss America. Now, she's in a green room watching a dick in a t-shirt jerk off. What? I'm a huge fan. I adore you. But just admit it. Come in here. Joanne, come here for 1 second so we can wrap up the show. Six years ago, right? And still gorgeous and brilliant and hilarious.
You know what? 6 years ago, I climaxed. What?
It's called peaked, but I love what you did. Did you want a cookie?
Who made the? Oh! Andrew made them. I knew
6
that.
Years ago, you're holding the thing.
That was awesome, the way that she pretended to want the cookie and then didn't eat it.
Can I tell you, for 6 years, I've been deflecting food. That's how I...
And now you're here.
To my pageant
now
weight.
You're here with us.
Yes.
Isn't that great? Are you just leaving? You can't walk away, Tara. I mean, Joanne. Did I say Sarah or Tara?
All right, how many layers are you wearing? 15 minutes into stoppage time. Thank Joanna for coming on the show.
I'm wearing two socks.
Thank
my
everybody.
Hair is nuts because I wore 800 hats. It's retarded.
You look You look a little built there, Gene.
Oh, well, you know, I've been sleeping with ankle weights on. Joanne Nosachinsky and Morning is next. Miss America 2013.
Gino.
New York City.
I found some other clothes that did it.
That is the show. I want to thank Weed Guy, Kamala the Wrestling Giant, all our fans that brought whiskey, Joanne Nosachinsky for having more patience than anyone I've ever met, Garrett and the Blackface, fucking Weed Guy, John for enjoying him. Just fucking stick around. Morning is next. Happy MLK Day.
Milk.
You're black.